All right, Ian Brock, this is something that is dope to see because before the pandemic, I believe in 2019, I believe.
Like
Think of like
2019.
the fall of 2019. We were on a campaign running across the country, going to different places, networking event, and we were doing free networking events in all of the major markets just to kind of, check the vibe, check the buzz, interact with people. And we started in Brooklyn, then we went to Atlanta, we did Houston, Texas, we did LA, and we went to Chicago. And when we went to Chicago, it was the momentum had already been building. So we had like 500 people in Chicago. Shout out to the Bureau Bar. And that was a super dope event. And we met a lot of good people there, actually. Mobile home investors,
Down in
Byron.
Dallas.
Yep.
But
And then but we also met Ian. So at the time, how old were you at that time?
I was just turned 15, so I was a sophomore in high school.
Okay. So you 18 now?
17, just
17.
graduated high school.
Oh,
So,
all
oh,
right.
congrats,
Dope.
man.
Congratulations.
Thank you,
So
thank you.
yes. So when we met him, he was 15 years old, and we met him with his parents, and he was telling us about he had a program to like teach kids STEM and technology. And he was actually doing that. And he it accelerated during the pandemic when everybody was at home and the kids was at home from school, and he had developed like a whole program curriculum. And we interviewed him again during the pandemic, and that was obviously in 2020. So now fast forward 2 years, 2022, as he just said, 17 years old, graduated high school, and is about to take over the world. So this is going to be a dope conversation. It's a tracking the journey of a young superstar. So first and foremost, thank you for joining us. Appreciate it, brother.
Thank you so much for having me. It's crazy because the first time I met you guys, I was a sophomore. I didn't really know anything about what was going on. I didn't know what direction I wanted to go into. And so now I blink 2 years later, I'm an adult now. And so I'm just glad to be here. I appreciate, shout out Earn Your Leisure. You guys have done so much for our community through Market Mondays, through the podcast, through everything else. You've taught me a lot, right? And so I'm still continuing to learn. And I just appreciate you guys for taking the time to have me on today.
Yeah, man. And our first conversation, we had, we were early in the stages of doing our podcast. I think we had maybe 40 episodes at the time. And you had told me the list of people you interviewed. And I looked at you like, wait, what, huh? Like, you said whose name? And we were just like, all right, this guy's gonna be special. We need to keep him around. And everything you've done, we've watched and we've supported and given guidance. And we're gonna continue to do that. So congratulations to you and congratulations to your parents. Who I know who have guided you through this process. So salute to you, my man.
All right. So before we get this started, I gave you the backstory. What was it called again? Future 22. All right. Before we get this started, I gave you the backstory, but I just want to give you some kudos because you're not only doing your thing in the tech world with your website, but you also are working with McDonald's with their Future 22
Yeah,
program.
he's one of the rare people that was selected. Congrats.
And that's super, super dope. And I'm sure we'll talk about that during the conversation. But to work with a Fortune 500 company like McDonald's, the Golden Arches, is it's an accomplishment within itself. And you think of McDonald's, you think of a household name when it comes to food, but to see them in the tech world and to see them embrace young entrepreneurs such as yourself, I think is really dope. So yeah, I'm sure we'll have that conversation, but just wanted to congratulate you on that, because I saw that, and that's big. Dream Hustle Code, that's your program. We spoke about that during the pandemic, and correct me if I'm wrong, but that's a program that you started to teach kids how to code, right?
Yeah, so Dream Hustle Code, the whole focus in the beginning was to inspire kids and show them the possibilities in technology and show them that they don't just have to become an athlete, an actor, an entertainer, or a rapper to be successful. But now we're more so focused on training kids to pipeline them into job opportunities in the tech space.
So talk about that. How is it currently? How has it scaled since the last time that we spoke to you? And what is the like curriculum that Dream Hustle Code encompasses right now?
So when we first talked, we had just started our computer science and personal development after school program. Now, the first class we ever had was 11 kids, and it was because of the pandemic, but it really gave us the opportunity to see if everything that we had done previously in person would work in a virtual space. So since then, we've been continuing the after school program. In the summer of 2020, we ended up hosting our summer program for free in partnership with McDonald's to onboard 300 students into that program. And so on top of that, in our curriculum and everything that we do is broken down into three phases. The first one is Inspire. The second one is the basic training, like introductory training. And then the third one is a training to pipeline into job opportunities. One of the key ways that we use to inspire kids is through one of our events called Teen Tech Live. So Teen Tech Live, think of it as a combination of Coachella, CES, a massive gaming tournament all in one. There's entrepreneurship, technology, motivational speakers, gaming, sports. And our first one we hosted, it was during Black History Month in 2021. February, we had over 7,500 student participants with large corporations and guest speakers such as two-time Super Bowl champ Mr. Ray Lewis on board. And then our second one we did during Computer Science Education Week in December of 2021, we had over 16,500 students. We had Kyrie Irving come on board, and that was just an amazing experience because I got to meet one of my idols. I grew up watching Kyrie. Then we had FaZe Clan. We had McDonald's come on board as well, and other companies and some tech billionaires, tech entrepreneurs come on board and share their experiences. And so what we're working on right now is also a multi-million dollar project, which will revolutionize the way technology is being taught to kids, especially in my generation, Generation Z, to then pipeline them into those corporations, into the tech space. So it's a lot going on right now. We've been able to scale up drastically, and now we're looking to take it to the next step to impact thousands and tens of thousands of kids' lives directly.
You know, one of your cornerstones you talk about is building wealth through technology. And so I'm wondering, at what point in your life did you realize that was possible? And what has been the reception when you're teaching these students? I mean, that's a lot of kids that you're talking about teaching. So what's the reception that you get from this generation that you're teaching? Or is it a mix of Gen Z, Gen Y? And I guess, well, I don't even know what generation we are, but what is it like when you teach to different populations?
So I realized, I mean, the only one I knew, because I'm a numbers guy, right? So I like looking at the numbers. And when I looked at what were the top 10 wealthiest people on the planet, I saw that at least 7 of them made their wealth through technology. Also, most of them had investments, but it was all through technology for the most part. And so that's what really allowed me and gave me the opportunity to have a vision of, okay, technology is a pathway that I can grow wealth. But you talked about what was some of the impact and how was it received? The thing is, technology itself sometimes can be boring to people that come from our community, because the only thing that we care about is sports, music, and entertainment and video games. That's like one of the keystones that get kids on board. And so what we found is that finding a way to combine their interest and culminate or combining that with technology, that's what grabs their attention. Now, I've had stories of kids who came into our program where it just changed their life forever. Like, for example, I had this student named Xavier. She came in to our program in the beginning of the pandemic. I think it was our third week. And so during that, there were a bunch of kids that were already further along than her in our program. But she came in, was super excited, came in the chat, was talking, was doing her work outside of class. And she was doing so much work that she ended up surpassing the kids that had started 3 weeks before her. Come to find out, because of her excitement, she ended up inspiring her own dad to switch careers, learn computer science, and then go into the tech space. And then on top of that, I was just talking to her yesterday. She's 15 turning 16. She's now working on a self-paced certification for coding so that she can get an internship at Microsoft by the time she turns 16. I have other kids, or I had other parents out there, not just Generation Z or millennials, but there was a family friend or a friend of the family. He was heard about the work I was doing, heard about all this computer science work. And so he decided to take into his own hands, him and his wife, to learn computer science. And now he's getting a job into the tech space himself. So I've seen not only impact in kids my age, younger than me, but also adults who didn't even go through our program, but heard about the work that we were doing. So it's honestly an honor to be able to touch people's lives in the way that we do, or the way that I do, because it shows that the work that I'm doing is important.
What areas of tech, you say tech, what areas of tech do you think are most beneficial for young people to learn? Or what areas of tech are you, as your program, focusing on? Because, you know, we talk about like cybersecurity is something that's very big, different things like that. So what's your thoughts on that?
So in the beginning, we just focused on web development because that's just the easiest, learning how to build a website. But a couple of months ago, we actually had a chance. The cybersecurity director from the White House actually reached out to us and asked to meet with us. And so we had a chance to discuss with them at a round table with some of the kids that were a part of our program and also some other administrators talking about the need for cybersecurity, because they said that during the pandemic, there were about 500,000 jobs that went unfilled in that space. And so that's another thing that we're adding into our curriculum, cybersecurity, because, I mean, there have been a lot of hacks recently that we've seen in major corporations. And so that's a huge need that needs to be filled. We've seen that countries like China and Russia, they have their own people that are hacking into our own systems, but we need to be able to defend our own systems as well. And so another thing that a lot of people, and I love talking about this, is Web 3.0 and blockchain. That to me is definitely the future. Now, I'm not saying that it'll take over everything within the next 10 years, but you definitely have to be abreast of what's happening in the future, because if you don't prepare for the future, you'll get left behind.
Yeah, but you talked about your partnerships and corporations. I know you're part of the McDonald's Future 22. So tell me, how did that come about? What's the experience been like for you?
So I've had a relationship with McDonald's. As I mentioned earlier, they partnered with us during the summer of 2020 to onboard kids into our program for free. But And honestly, it's an honor, because like as kids, we dream about the fame and the spotlight and working with stars and working with these big companies like McDonald's. But to actually sit here and say I got a commercial with them and I'm working on the Game Changers Future 22 campaign, I mean, that's really just, it's shocking to me. And it's kind of like an out of body experience. Like, man, I'm only 17 years old. I'm really doing this with McDonald's. But at the same time, it's really just a stepping stone that tells me the work that I'm doing is important, but now it's time to take it to the next level to impact more. So it's an honor. I'm glad I'm a part of it. And I want to thank McDonald's for just putting me on and giving me the opportunity to share my story.
So what's next for you? Like, are you going to go to college, or are you just going to focus on your company? It's
funny that you say it, because I've heard a lot from your podcast and your ideas and thoughts of going to college. So I wouldn't say that played an influence, but I'm definitely taking a gap year this year, because there are a lot of different projects that we're working on, multi-million-dollar projects that I'm working on. This fall, I'm taking a HBCU Systems for Success tour, where I'm going to be going to 4 to 7 different HBCUs and sharing with students some of the strategies that work for me. Because the crazy thing about this, when I was doing research, they say that after freshman year, a large percentage of Black students drop out of college, and it's even higher at HBCUs. Part of that is many of those kids are first generation college students, just like my dad was when he went to FAMU, but they don't necessarily have the strategies to deal with all the stress, not only that comes with college, but the stress that's at home and outside of school. And so going on that HBCU tour this fall is important. That's what we're working on. And on that multi-million-dollar project, again, we're working to onboard tens of thousands of kids into our program, train them not only with computer science, but also personal development and financial literacy. Because once you make money, you have to know how to make sure that it lasts long and know how to invest it and to save it wisely. And so those are the big things that we got, that I have got going on for the next year. But that whole college thing, I'm not going to put my ideas out there. I think that, you know, go to college if it's for you. If you have something else, pursue that dream and idea. But that's what I have going on for myself.
You know, being in the space, you know, one of the things that comes with it is that you have the ability to impact lives. So you kind of talked about how Earn Your Leisure has, you know, played in some of the decisions that you're going to make about college. I wonder what it feels like from your end, knowing that you are now impacting lives and, you know, their future aspirations. You know, so tell me what that's felt like for you being at 17 years old.
I feel like that's always been a part of me, because when I was like 2 years old, my dad told me this. I was helping my sister raise money to build water wells in Africa. So we were standing outside in the summer heat selling brownies. When I was 4 years old, I would take toys that I got for Christmas and for my birthday that I didn't use and give it to kids at the nearest hospital near me. I think it was St. Jude's Hospital in Chicago. And so like helping others has always been a part of my life. I'm a selfless person. I'm not selfish. I love giving what I have. And so like giving back to my community, I think it's important. Look, I got big ideas. right? I'm like Dame Dash. I have big ideas that I'm trying to bring to impact the community. And so I know for a fact that you have through partnerships, through collaborations, and through some of the mentors I have, I will be able to take that to the next level, because at the end of the day, it's not about me. I interviewed Miss Oprah Winfrey one time. She said that your life is just a piece of the puzzle of the greater universe. So every single decision that you make could potentially touch thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, or even millions. So when she said that, that stuck with me even to this day. And so knowing that every single decision I make in this moment could touch somebody that I'll never meet, that's powerful to me. And so I keep that at the back burner, keep that in the back of my mind in every decision I'm making. So that's why I move with the sense of purpose of focusing on helping others.
So let's talk about like the business formation. Like, how was it starting your business? How much help did you get? And where are you at now as far as like the employees? What's your day-to-day like business? Do you have like a CFO that you talk to, or what's your official title? You're the CEO?
CEO and co-founder.
So what's the business structure that you have in place right now?
So in the beginning, it's funny because we had a three-man team. It's me, my mom, and my father, my dad. And so what we've been able to do is we've been able to actually take some of the students that have gone through our program and employ them to be some of the mentors that we have. And so one of the things, like, it's challenging as a startup, because not having necessarily the resources or the funding, it's always tough. I mean, obviously you need money to grow a business, but from day to day, we're always working on different projects. Like for this summer, we have different 1 week in-person programs that we're working on to travel to different states to teach our programs. This winter, we're working on Teen Tech Live 3.0 to onboard 50,000 kids virtually for that program. Also the personal brand, like my personal brand and Dream Hustle Code. And so having a team around me of my parents and also some of the team members that have gone through our program at Dream Hustle Code that we employed, that's really it. But it's a small team. It's not as big as you would think. We have like 5 to 7 members on board. But in terms of everything that we do, I'm responsible for everything: marketing, building the program, making sure that I teach the students as well, and everything else. That's a part of what my job requirement is at Dream Hustle Code.
Yeah. So one of the pieces that you have added to it, and I don't know if you had this last time, was the Dream Hustle Code book. What inspired that, and how do people, how are they receiving it thus far?
So, okay. This project started in 2016. And the idea for that came when we were doing in-person programs. See, one of the things that we noticed was that whenever a kid came across a challenge, or they came across a problem that just looked too hard and difficult, they wanted to give up and quit. And so I've been learning personal development since I was 4 years old. Like yesterday I had the chance to interview or to be on a podcast with Dr. Eric Thomas, my favorite motivational speaker. And so I've been listening to motivational speakers, motivational videos since I was 4. And so we came up with the idea, what if I interviewed different highly successful people, took the lessons that they learned from their stories, and then write it in the book through the voice of a kid? So in the beginning, we came up with a list of 300 highly successful individuals. We just put everybody down: billionaires, millionaires, famous people, business women, men and women, entrepreneurs, you name it. And so to this day, I've interviewed 50 plus highly successful people, from Miss Oprah Winfrey to Mr. Steve Harvey to even the founder of BET, Mr. Bob Johnson, a real estate mogul, Mr. R. Donahue Peebles, and a bunch of other amazing individuals that have allowed me to interview them and take their lessons. But from those experiences, I mean, it's still a journey that I'm working on now. There's still other interviews I'm working on, from Mr. Magic Johnson to Mr. Robert F. Smith and others. But that book, I mean, it all stemmed from really just, again, it comes back with trying to help others with the mindset development. Because as you know this, if you don't believe that you can do something, it's never going to happen. So it started with just trying to reshape the mindset from kids in my generation into believing that technology is for them and to believing in themselves as well.
So after somebody is finished with how long is your program?
So we have actually different programs. So we have our after school program, which runs from the fall all the way to the spring. Then we have our summer program, which is 6 to 8 weeks. That is all virtually. Now we do, because of the pandemic, I mean, we're now opening it up and we're now going back in person, but we actually have 1 week intensive programs of 8 hours a day. And so that operates in 1 week programs in different cities. So we got one in Florida coming up. We might have one in Chicago this summer. And then the final program that we're working on is a 1 to 2 year program that'll take kids literally from the beginning to educating with them with all the skill sets needed to be pipelined into cybersecurity jobs or jobs generally in just the tech space. So it's not just one program. It's like 4 different programs individually, depending on how old you are and depending how deep you actually want to go.
So what would you say in an ideal world after somebody is finished with your program, what kind of skills will they have or what will they be able to do?
So going through our 6 to 8 week virtual program, they will be able to build their own websites and web development. And they will also be able to have an introductory into creating their own video games, because a lot of kids, they like video games. They love Minecraft, Fortnite. I love 2K myself. I handle anybody on the sticks. If y'all want to play me, we can get to it. But, you know, having those introductories into building a website as well as video games. And so for our 2 year program, that program is based off of connecting with those companies who need that employment, right? Who need that employment in cybersecurity. They'll be able to be workforce ready when they come out of that 2 year program to come into a job. Because again, not every kid is not going to college. I'm taking a gap year. Not every kid sees college as a value or sees college as an opportunity for them, but they still want to go get a well-paying job. And so that's what our 1 to 2 year program or program and project that I'm working on will give them into that opportunity to be able to be placed into the workforce.
Yeah, I want to go back for 2 seconds because now that I think about it, yeah, you did have a partnership with McDonald's early. Then you had the commercial for the Future 22 program. And so I'm wondering, is there a long-term relationship here with McDonald's where they're aligned with your mission for the future? And if so, how do we learn more about Future 22? Because I'm sure there's somebody out there right now who's like, hey, I want to be part of this.
Absolutely. So McDonald's, they're definitely in line. They're like family over here. I've been working with them for the last 2 years. So we always want to build those long-term relationships. And so McDonald's is one of our own long-term relationships. And so for those of you who are interested in Future 22, for more information on McDonald's Future 22, you can follow We Are Golden on Instagram, as well as check out the remaining Future 22 specialists or honorees on McDonald's YouTube channel as well.
I appreciate it, brother. Before we leave, what would be your words of encouragement to young people? A lot of people, you know, might not be able to figure it out. We're headed towards economic, you know, uncertainty. A lot of people are unemployed. Like you said, they might not be in school. And a lot of times that leads to crime, that leads to, you know, making bad decisions. So you, as a young man that's on the right path, what's your message to the youth?
Let me say this. You guys always say this every week, but I am not a financial advisor. Make sure that you do your own research. Okay. But I will say this. Make sure that you get your mindset right, because if your mind isn't right, then it doesn't matter how many skills you have. It doesn't matter how many opportunities you have. You won't be able to succeed. And so during these times of uncertainty, obviously, watch Earn Your Leisure, learn how to invest, learn how to save your money, but find a skill set, whether it's computer science, whether it's building something, whatever it is, find your own skill set, or even marketing on social media. Find the skill set, get really good at it, and then find a way to bring value to those around you. And so also try and keep a positive mindset, because again, we are going through tough times right now around the world, around the country. Take time to spend time with your loved ones, because you never know when they'll be gone. But again, find a way to create a skill set and bring value to others. Invest your money, watch Earn Your Leisure. Make sure you do your own research on the financial advice that's given to you, of course. But I will say that, and keep your head up, because look, if you keep going, even in the midst of adversity, if you keep going on the end, at the end of the tunnel, you will see some success that you're looking for, and you will look for the light, and you will see the light that you were looking for in the beginning. So just keep on going, keep your head up, and just know you can always reach out to me on Instagram, on YouTube, Discord, wherever, if you need help as well. And shout out to the Earn Your Leisure folks. Shout out to McDonald's. It's always a pleasure being here. I appreciate you guys for having me on board.
Special young man. Love is love, man. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Love is love.